This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
When Brian Hansen steps out onto the ice in Pyeongchang this week, he knows exactly how his skates should sound.
Click, 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 click.
That's when he's on a straightaway. And when he hits his first turn,
click, 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 click.
He's one of three speed skaters representing Team USA in this year's Winter Olympics who calls Pettit National Ice Center in Milwaukee home ice. Rachel Vasquez introduces us to the team as part of our special coverage of Wisconsin athletes in this year's Winter Games.
Hansen is an Illinois native who spent a lot of time training at Pettit, and that's his impression of a clap skate. It's a special kind of ice skate that speed skaters use. That's 24 skaters, their clap skates, and a sellout crowd at Pettit last month on the final day of Olympic trials. Mitch Whitmore was there that night, too. He's a long track speed skater who moved to Waukesha when he was 15. And when you ask him how long he's been training for, he's got this for an answer.
I have been training for 19 years.
He's been skating since he was 9 years old, and he says in its most basic form, speed skating is two skaters, one in each lane, and then
essentially just go as fast as you can.
There are a lot of different kinds of races, but yeah, that's pretty much it. Sometimes a skater is trying to get the best time across multiple heats, or sometimes they're racing against fellow skaters. One of the races Whitmore will be competing in is the 500 meter, a race that happens to be one of his favorites.
Because it's over the quickest.
Brian Hansen started his speed skating career when he was 8 years old.
I remember being excited, except it was a very new thing at the time, and I was really little. But, you know, I do remember, you know, it was something new and unique and exciting, and that was cool, and I was happy to be a part of that.
He may skate as many as three races, one of which is called the Team Pursuit.
The Team Pursuit is a team race, so there's three people working together, and basically you alternate leads so that all three of you can get across the line the fastest.
That's the main difference with the Team Pursuit. The group works together to win.
It's all about drafting and pushing off each other, and that's what makes it a teamwork and team race.
We won't know the group of skaters racing the Team Pursuit until the day of the race. But one other athlete favored for the team is Emery Lehman. He's a junior at Marquette University in Milwaukee. He studies civil engineering there, and at Olympic trials last month, he was pretty excited to make the team.
Especially that's at the Pettit. It means a lot to have such a big competition at your home ice.
He also kicked off the week's competition in the 5,000 meter race, a grueling 12 and a half laps around the Olympic Oval. Those laps were finally starting to catch up with him after he qualified for the team.
Trying to fall asleep last night, my legs were throbbing, so a little tired this morning.
He wasn't even sure if he'd make the team. So when he did, he had to make a few arrangements.
Yeah, I gotta email my advisor and withdraw from classes. But other than that, yeah, just prepping.
All three of them have different strengths in speed skating. And at least two of them do a pretty good rendition of the Olympic anthem.
Something like that.
Wisconsin's 2018 Team USA speed skaters, Mitch Whitmore and Brian Hansen. Rachel Vasquez, Wisconsin Public Radio.